7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's third largest school district announced this weekend it will start the school year on a hybrid schedule of remote and in-person learning. Maria Volker teaches Spanish and social studies at Highlands Ranch High School in Douglas County. She told Colorado Matters the district is providing face shields for teachers and she's taking extra precautions.
I bought a shower curtain liner, clear, and I'll be putting it around my desk, so that the common items that are shared in the classroom are kept away from me.
Volker plans to have desks at least 3 feet apart facing the front of the classroom instead of being grouped together. She's also encouraging students to have their own school supplies. The Poudre School District announced Monday it will gradually reopen schools. The district around Fort Collins in Larimer County will have students start with a blend of in-person and remote learning, then shift to a staggered return to in-person classes depending on COVID-19 levels. Colorado's 178 school districts are releasing their return-to-school plans this month and next month. Mysterious packages of seeds are appearing in people's mailboxes unsolicited. CPR's Paolo Jansita has more.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture is warning residents not to plant, throw away, or open the seeds. Cheryl Smith, a specialist for the department, says allowing the seeds to grow could be harmful to local ecosystems.
They could be an invasive species here in the United States. And if they were to grow and survive, then they could also attract pests that we are not familiar with and don't have already in the United States, which could then in turn attack other agriculture crops that we do have.
Smith says seeds will be collected and examined by federal agricultural officials. I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
Temperatures across the state could be a little cooler today, then warming up again tomorrow. Highs in the 80s around Denver and Fort Collins, close to 80 in Colorado Springs this afternoon, above 90 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.